Good morning to everybody. It is 9 a.m. Friday, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's start things off and get it moving with one from my guest today, actually with his band. This is a song that's called I Know It All. John Randall on vocals, Andy on the drums, and Kelly playing the sax. Back in a few minutes, it's Mike, Open Mic Radio.
1, 2, 3.
That's where we get things going on a Friday morning rock and roll with the Hooten Howlers. And it was called I Know It All.
I know everything, right?
I know it's sitting right in front of me. I can never get that one right, right?
You know nothing.
I know nothing. All right, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, March 22nd, 2019. It looks like a nice day. Spring getting here slowly but surely, and maybe a little rain tomorrow. But I hope you enjoy the weekend either way. Beautiful morning, full moon, equinox just a couple days ago, and moon beautiful even this morning. You know, the sun's like a light bulb, and the moon is like a mirror.
Absolutely.
And there are times when you can see both the bulb and the mirror, and they call that a morning moon. And this morning, You can see them both. Awesome. So morning moon, beautiful Friday morning. Hope you're all enjoying the day. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. The doors are open as usual. Thanks to the guys from Blackwater for coming down next weekend, or last weekend, I should say. Bradley and Seth, guitar player and keyboardist, vocalist for the band Blackwater. Great stuff. They've got a new EP that's called Ode to a Blues Man. Great rock and roll from these young guys coming out of Columbia, Missouri here. We played some songs from that EP last week, and I love those guys, and I like their band. So great work, guys. Next time we'll get Luca and Eli to join us, and we'll get the whole band down here, and maybe you guys can play some music for us, okay? All right, good to be here with you this morning. I hope things are going well for you. Excited to have my good friend Johnny Randall in here with me this morning.
Good to be here, Mikey.
John, of course, is the guitarist and lead vocalist for the Hootenhollers. He is a talented artist on his own. He's not with the band, and just a generally cool dude. So good to have you, John. Yeah, I know. All right. What's up, man? How you been?
I've been good, Mike.
Okay, so you were here on the program back in May of last year. It's been quite a while, actually. It's amazing how
was it really that long ago?
It's been that long. So for those who missed, a little bit about the band. What's up with the Hootenhollers, and tell people what you guys do.
What do we do? Oh, we play music, songs, rock and roll songs. What have we been doing? Well, we just got back from a nice little trip down up to Wisconsin and the UP, one of my favorite places in the
country. You got family or something up there in Michigan, don't you?
My family has a gathering point in Michigan. None of us actually live up there, but have for my whole life have been meeting up in Michigan, and I've got a real affinity for that state, and the UP especially is just a really kind of magical land. It's not quite U.S., not quite Canada. It's its own thing.
You know, when I was growing up in the northern Illinois, up in the Chicago area, if you wanted to go skiing and do it with any kind of vigor, you had to go further north than Wisconsin.
Any kind of intensity.
Yeah, so we would go up to the UP, and there was a place called Blackjack and another place called Indian Head. I remember both these places.
That's exactly where we were. We were at a music festival called Mountaintop Music Festival.
No way.
Some of our friends from Stevens Point put on, but yeah, it's up there at the Indian Head, and we played at Indian Head, and we stayed at Blackjack, so I've been to both of those places.
That's
now.
Awesome. I haven't been up there for years, but that was actually pretty good skiing if you get around the cold. It was so damn cold up there.
It was nice. You know, it wasn't that cold. They were in the middle of, I guess, a warm spell, but it was snowing. It snowed a lot.
Yeah, I saw some of the photos that Kelly was putting up. All right, so a little bit up in Michigan, and you had some Wisconsin stuff. Before that, you spent most of February, I think, across the ocean there in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And I had a number of people that said, hey, when you get John on the show, you got to ask him to talk a little bit about the UK tour and how that was and what it was like.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was one of the best tours we've been on. And we've got our friends, the Dead South from Canada, to thank for taking us over there and putting us in front of these crowds that we wouldn't have been able to achieve on our own. And it's like, I don't know, playing for a large audience and none of them have ever heard of you before. I like being in that position personally as a musician, like, because I know people would come up afterwards, we had no idea what to expect. We thought, we never see opening bands, and you blew us away. Like,
that's great. Well, and you mentioned the Dead South. Talk a little bit about them. What's the style of that band? They're a Canadian band?
Yeah, they're a Canadian band. They're from Regina, Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. They're an acoustic bass group. You know, they don't have like electric guitars or drums or anything. It's acoustic guitars, banjo, mandolin, and a cello, but played on a strap like an upright like a cross between an upright bass and an electric bass, but it's a cello. And you know, they play, it's like kind of dark Americana. I didn't want to call it bluegrassy, but it's got all the bluegrass sounds in it.
Right.
You know,
how'd you guys meet?
We met through, so when we started working with our new booking agent, Brad, last year, he also happens to book this band in the United States when they do tours over here.
Awesome.
And so he was like, hey, you guys should join up with this tour. It's their first West Coast tour ever in the U.S. And at first we were, he was like, you might have to do an acoustic thing because they're an acoustic band. I don't know if they're going to want you to do the whole full electric. And so we were a little like, I don't know if this is what we want to do. And he's like, no, you guys really do want to do this tour.
Yeah, so he knew.
These shows are selling out like crazy, and this band is blowing up right now.
Right.
And so then the Dead South ended up being like, we don't care if you do acoustic or electric, just do what you do. Like, it'll be great. And it was. And
wow.
We became real fast friends with them on that tour.
Incredible. Yeah, so you guys did a tour with them here in the United States before you went over to UK with them, right?
Yeah, we've done two U.S. and one U.S. tour and one U.S./Canada tour. So this is our third run with them.
Awesome. You got plans to get back on the road with them?
We don't have anything booked with them right now, but obviously any opportunity we have to play with our friends, we're going to jump on.
Yeah. Well, and for those of you who aren't real familiar, there were some great photographs that the band had been putting up during their tour over there, and really exciting shows. And
you can see them all on facebook.com/thehootenhollers.
Yeah, you go to Facebook, and you can also go to Instagram and look for the Hootenhollers there. Incredible photos of John and the rest of the band. So anyway, real proud of you guys. It's awesome.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm glad you had so much fun. You have a new record that was released just a little bit ago. I guess it's been December now. So that one is called Live in Missouri. Are you planning to do any more recording?
Yeah, we're currently writing our next album. I've been road testing a few songs on this last run. We're hoping to get in with Will at Centro Cellar shortly and start demoing some of this stuff out.
All right,
and trying to get it a little more hashed out, and hopefully have our new album by... I don't really know what the timeline of this is, but the wheels are turning on that one.
Yeah, you looking to get it out this year, maybe?
Possibly, or early next.
Okay, all right. What do you mind me asking if the style is changing at all, or are you adding some new instruments, or you have guests on the album?
So far, the songs that we're working on are pretty bare bones. We haven't started arranging or adding instruments, or you know, we've talked about people who would like to come in and play with us,
right.
But at this point they're more skeletons and
just early stages.
All right, cool.
Let's see here. Let's talk really quickly about an upcoming show. You and Andy are doing something tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna play down at the Dive Bar tomorrow on Business Loop with our friend Georgia Lee.
All right.
Never played down there before, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's a really fun bar.
Yeah, it's just off of college there on the Business Loop, right?
Mm-hmm. I know you like to spend some time down there on the weekends.
Yeah, I used to go down there and see Georgia quite a bit down at the Dive Bar. I haven't been drinking this year.
That's right.
So, which really hasn't really stopped me from going out and hanging out with my friends. I'm still up for that, so maybe I'll come down and see you. What time are you guys playing tomorrow?
8 to 11.
8 to 11 tomorrow night. All right, down at the Dive Bar, you can catch John and Andy, two-thirds of the Hootenhollers, will be down there. What's Kelly up to? She's not going to come in for the show?
No, I think Kelly's got a... Potentially, is I'm not sure if she's doing a show this week, and she's playing a lot of gigs around St. Louis while we're on this little break we got here.
Yeah, Kelly's extremely talented, too. I was playing some Jack Grelli the other night, mm-hmm. And I recognize the banjo playing on a couple of those songs, and I'm guessing that's Banjo Kelly, huh?
That's Banjo Kelly, and she's dropping some harmonies in there, too. You can hear her and you tune in. Which record was that?
That was the Johnson Family record. It's called Jack Grelli and the Johnson Family.
Johnson Family, yeah.
And then, I don't know, maybe she played on Got Dressed Up to Get Let Down. Maybe not.
I don't know. I don't.
She was probably out running around with you guys at that point.
Likely, yeah.
All right, well, anyway, yeah, great stuff coming out of your whole gang there from St. Louis. What's your relationship to Jack, by the way?
Oh, just like a longtime friend, and we've played a bunch of shows together. I'm a big admirer of his music. We met back when he used to live in Columbia years and years ago.
Oh, really? He was here before?
Uh-huh. He used to live in Columbia. I think we might have played a show with him down at the Hair Hole. Remember that place?
I do. What a name for a bar. Yeah, so if you're out there and you like sort of classic style country music, I guess I should say sort of traditional style country coming from a contemporary artist, I'd say he falls into that Ameripolitan music scene well, actually.
I would say so.
I'm
sure he's on Woody's radar.
Yeah, in fact, Woody and I talked about him the other day, and Woody played some Grelli last Monday afternoon, and then I decided that I'd have him on and feature him on Orbit that night. That's really how that whole thing kind of came about. So cool. I'd like to see him get involved in the Ameripolitan Music Awards maybe next year. We'll have to nominate him or something.
Oh, yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, okay. So what else is going on in St. Louis? Your other friends, Pokey Lafarge and Ryan, those guys are all still doing their thing?
Yeah. Well, Pokey's doing a lot of... I think Pokey's gearing up for a lot of some solo touring this year. And Ryan has been Let's see, Ryan and Kelly are actually playing in a kind of new iteration of Ryan's country group. This one's called Ryan Canning and the Goldenrods.
Cool.
I've yet to see them perform, but...
Is it just him and Kelly, or...
It's him, Kelly, another one of their friends who plays the accordion. I can't remember what her name is, though. And that might be it. It might be a three-piece there.
Right, right.
Honestly, though, if... Kelly, if you're listening out there, I'm sorry if I'm getting this all wrong.
you can call in and correct me.
Yeah.
And I think I did mention that Justin and Josh might give us a call. That number is 443-8255 if you guys want to call and say hi. All right. So, yeah. Hey, whatever happened to the Hobosexuals?
The Hobosexuals are still kicking it. They're playing next weekend in St. Louis. I'm thinking about making a trek down there to see them.
We got
to
get them back. We got to get them back to Columbia here.
Yeah,
I'd like to see you guys on stage with them again. We got to figure out someone to put that together for us. All right, let's take a break here and play another song. John, I'm going to play "O Jolene." I love this one.
All right.
This was actually made into a video that was filmed out at the Dome. I don't know, a few years back, but a great video that Brock and the gang did, and a great song as well. This one, once again, is called "O Jolene." It's from the Hoot and Holler's record called Chillicothe Fireball, and I think this might be my favorite record of all the ones that you guys have recorded. But anyway, great stuff here, "O Jolene." It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. My guest is John Randall. We'll be back in just a minute.
Realize I said, oh, Jolene, I could do to make you see. I want to make you see, baby girl, about oh, Jolene.
Yeah, I love you, Jolene, too. That is good stuff. Once again, the Hoot and Hollers from Chillicothe Fireball. That one's called Oh, Jolene. And hey, Johnny, before we get too much further, let's say hi to somebody on the phone, okay?
Hello?
It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dusty Branson.
Dusty Branson. I thought I told you never to call here again.
You owe me 20 bucks.
No, I want my shirt back, dude.
How you doing, Dusty?
Oh, not too bad. Just out here with one big Patrick Branson.
Oh, uh-huh. The brothers Branson.
That's
a dangerous crew.
We're capping a retaining wall today.
I thought you were going to say like capping a wildcat well or something like that.
We are capping the salary for the city workers today.
Where you at? Where are you working today?
We're working at a client's house down on Smiley Lane.
Right on. Okay.
He's got a very. Been working there for 18 months.
All in stones.
You're either working really slow or there's a lot to do.
No, he really likes what we do, I guess, because every time we finish something, he's got us about balls deep in another one. Excuse me, knee deep.
All right. Woohoo! Beep! Good morning.
So real quick, but we're blasting you guys. Y'all are always fun to listen to because you're so stupid.
Hey,
real quick, but
you got anything coming up that you want to mention? You playing any music anytime soon?
Yeah, I could do a little shameless self-promotion. We got two nights. Cool. Down at Cooper's Landing, so
tonight?
Long as it's not still underwater.
Yeah, I thought Cooper's was flooded.
I thought it was too, but they haven't told us that we're not playing.
All right,
yet,
it doesn't matter if they're flooded or
so
not. Dusty's going to be there playing.
Come hell or high water, Dusty will be there.
Yeah, roll your jeans up and put your muck boots on and come on down to Cooper's, because me and Tim Carey and Josh Rong.
Yeah.
We'll be floating around on a little canoe and singing songs.
All right. So that's at least a decent percentage of the Ridge Runners, huh?
Correct. Yeah. 75% of us.
Okay. And you'll be playing some Tim Carey songs or what?
We'll do some Tim songs. We'll do some of my songs. We might maybe we'll take a swing at one of John or Paul's songs.
There you go. All right. All right. That's tonight, you said?
Tonight, 6:30 to 9:30.
All
like
right.
I said, as far as I know.
All right. Great. All right.
I'll be there.
Fantastic. Please. What else?
Let's see. Next month, April 20th, that Noah Earl is having his album release party down there at Logboat. And I'll be playing with the Daves and with Paul Weber and the Scrappers at that show.
Wow. What a lineup.
That's going to be a great show. I'm going to try to get Noah here on the program. We've actually been talking, and he told me that when his record was about ready to come out that we get him on the radio here. So that'd be really cool if we could do that around there.
Yeah, holler at him.
Yeah, maybe
just
we'll get
a couple weeks out.
Yeah, maybe we'll get you down at the same time or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right, you got anything else you want to say to Johnny here?
Come at me, bro.
I'll be looking for you later, muchacho.
Yeah, you won't have to look hard.
Yeah. All right, well, y'all have fun. We'll talk to you later.
Take care, Josh. Appreciate the call, brother. Take care. All right, that is Justin Hickerson, fantastic drummer and actually a great songwriter too. Justin does some of his sort of singer-songwriter stuff that I really wasn't aware of, and he's a super talented guy as well. So good to hear from Justin. And
you the man, Justin.
Yep, you can catch him tonight with Tim and Josh down at Cooper's Landing. You might have to float down there, but you can check it out. Check it out either way. All right, Johnny, I want to talk to you about instruments. I've always found it fascinating that when somebody can learn a new instrument, and you told the story of the VSA the last time you were here, and we don't have to tell
the
it again.
VSO?
Yeah, the violin shaped object.
Yeah.
But anyway, when you picked up the violin, it wasn't that long ago, and you're pretty accomplished at it now. I mean, what's it like to, when you choose a new instrument, I mean, do you just kind of go, wow, I kind of like the way that sounds, and just pick it up and see if you can work your way around it, or?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I guess it would be, I didn't really like dive headfirst into like a practice regimen or anything. Like
right.
Just we'll pick it up from time to time and kind of plunk around on it and eventually...
Using your ear primarily?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know.
Are they tuned similarly?
Well, it's tuned like a mandolin, which I can kind of plunk around. Yeah. I don't consider myself a mandolin player.
Uh-huh.
It's tuned like a mandolin, except there's no frets.
Right. And you got that weird bow on it, so you got to hit each string independently, but you can also hit more than one string at one time if you're good at it or whatever.
The bow, I think, is the hardest part.
Yeah, my little boy Lucas is playing the viola, and plucking and fingering it doesn't seem like that much of a challenge, but getting that bow right is really...
And it's, I mean, when you don't get it right, it sounds really
so bad. Yeah.
So it's not like you're not having a lot of fun when you're trying to figure out how to make a violin sound
right. All right. What about songwriting? You said you're writing some new stuff, huh? Do you guys do kind of collaborative songwriting, you and Kelly and Andy all together, or does it kind of come from all different areas?
A little bit. It's kind of both. We do a lot of times somebody will have a
kind of a skeleton, like you said.
Basic outline or idea of a song, and sometimes it's the person will have an entire song, and sometimes it's just barely even maybe just a line or a riff or something, and like we'll get,
try to build around it and things like that. Yeah. All right. Okay. So I want to ask you about a little bit more about when you were touring with the Dead South. Did you get to see any other music when you were over there in the UK? You see anybody that you thought was, I don't know, on your radar?
Yeah. Now? Well, the first night we got there, we were in Newcastle and went and saw our friend Rob Heron. He's from Newcastle and he played a really cool show.
What's his deal?
It's like country rockabilly, old school, kind of like a little Pokey Lafargy, but I'd say more on the rock and roll side. So that was a really, really cool show. And then there just happened to be another band in the basement of that building playing a different show. This band was called Slift, and there was
Slift. You told me about them. Yeah,
they were from France, I think. And we're just very cool, very loud, heavy, psychedelic rock and roll.
Nice.
I was pretty mesmerized by them for a while.
Yeah. And so when you're seeing those shows, it's just when you got a night off or something like that?
It was the first that we had just flown in that day and had gone to Newcastle. The show was in Newcastle the next night. And so we met up with the Dead South at this show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. All right. By the way, shout out to the folks up there in Chicago that are listening. Hey, Hoff, how you doing, brother?
What's up, Steve?
And hello to friends and family in Texas. And we got people listening all around. So hi, and appreciate everybody listening to the program. We've got John Randall here. He is the vocalist and the guitar player and does a bunch of stuff out there by himself as well. We've got a show with John and Andy tomorrow coming up at the Dive Bar.
That's
right around the corner off of College on the Business Loop. And let's play another one here before we get too far along here and I run out of time. This one is called Further From Shore. Another one from the Hoot and Hollers. Which record is that one from, John?
This is from our self-titled...
Yeah, 2017 release.
Yeah.
This one just called the Hoot and Hollers, the name of this album. And the song is called Further From Shore. It's a relatively short one, so we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. This is the Hoot and Hollers with Further From Shore.
I learned to hold up my head while shoulder. There's no escape from this feeling so blue. There's been a chain on my heart since you left, babe. The only one who could break it is you. I was a man who was confident in all of his ways. I thought I knew which direction to go. But now I see I'm a ship that broke loose from the dock, drifting further and further from shore.
Simmering on the stove, some chicken just getting brown. Then later on, we could get drunk, and I'll sing you about the old side of town. Well, honey, I just knew you'd come around. Yes, darling, I'm so glad you came around.
All right, Johnny O, I'm glad you came around.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Hey, let's take care of our business here, man. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
All right, go for it.
All right, get ready for spring and join the Boonslit Chord Busters in their presentation of Spring of Fire. Saturday evening, April 6, 2019, at the First Baptist Church on Broadway. Featured guests include Instant Classic, the Stevens College Velvetones, and others. More details at chordbusters.com or by calling 573-529-6821.
All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Next KOPN Community Radio New Wave Corporation Board of Directors meeting is the third Tuesday of every month. The next one is the third Tuesday of every month. Well written. from 7 to 9 p.m. I should read it beforehand, though, right? Anyway, from 7 to 9 p.m. here at the station, 915 East Broadway, members and the public are welcome to attend. That's the third Tuesday of every month for the next one.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Johnny, let's see what I want to ask you. What was the favorite show that you performed when you guys were overseas? Did you have a particular venue, or was any place that was really cool or something like that?
My favorite show was probably the show in London. It was at the O2.
That was like 2,500, 3,000 seat arena, something like that. 2,500. Yeah. 20,000 on the neck.
2,400, I think.
Go 2 centers, 20,000.
Oh,
it wasn't the center. I think maybe it was the Academy.
Okay. Oh, of course, Diana's from there. She's like, what do you mean 2,000? 20,000.
Wow.
All right. Well, we'll do 20,000 next time around, maybe.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm not kidding. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see you guys in front of some bigger crowds down here, down the road. Maybe some stadium shows, some festival stuff. Who knows for you guys? What do you got planned for the spring and summer? Anything fun?
We're going out. Let's see. We'll be on tour supporting the Reverend Horton Heat. And,
whoa! Awesome. Yeah, when is that getting going?
That is getting going in the beginning of April.
Wow, right around the corner.
Yeah.
Where's that tour going to take you?
It'll take us out west and a little bit up into Canada.
All right. Hey, we got another phone call here. Let's take a big chance and say, welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Hello.
This is Josh Brown.
Josh Brown! What's up, Joshua?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out up here on Rangeline.
Rangeline, as I like to call it?
Rangeline, yeah. I'm at work. I was just informed that I'm fired, so.
Well, you might as well make a few phone calls.
Yeah.
What's up these days? You're playing tonight, I guess, down at Cooper's with
the underwater tour with.
Honestly, I'm at the website right now for Cooper's, and I guess that was last week that they said it was underwater, but they said that they would update the website if there was any change. But I'm not going to really rely on that. Maybe it is. Maybe it's dried out a little bit, huh, Josh?
Oh, I'm hoping so. Yeah, I think by the time we get, I mean, they've have not mentioned that we are not playing yet, so we're just going to show up. I don't know. Yeah, like Justin said, bring your muck boots.
All right,
Johnny, that's awesome news. You're going out on the road with Reverend Horton Heat.
Yeah, man, we're really
that's
excited.
That's nuts, dude.
The legendary Shack Shakers are going to be part of one of those tours too.
Woo!
Really looking forward to that.
That's going
to
be incredible. Will you be? You said West Coast. Are you going to go through Colorado by chance?
Yeah, we will be playing some shows in Colorado.
Man, I might have to make a trip out there when you guys are going through there.
Oh, come on out, Mike.
Oh my gosh.
Samesy, save a seat in your truck for me, Mikey.
Man, Josh, I'm not kidding.
Road trip, boys. You know,
we might plan one of those old dog pound road trips that we used to be so fond of.
Bring it on.
Oh yeah, I'm on board. It sure beats playing underwater.
No kidding. Hey, what do you got going with your lovely partner and Tiny Attic Productions? What's Chelsea up to these days?
Well, Chelsea, if anyone who's listening went to the True False Film Festival. Becca Solinger, and Mike Marshall, Mike Danger, for those in the dog pound that know him, he created the music, and Chelsea animated these beautiful bumpers that you can see online for the True False Film Festival.
Awesome.
So she's been digging really deep into animation the past few months, and those are great. They're up on truefalse.org. If you find them on Facebook, and I'm sure we've posted some things also. And as you've mentioned on the show in the past, we're still churning out some of those with Will at Centro Solar Studios doing the Solar Attic videos.
Yeah, those
which are really cool. If you haven't checked those out, a lot of local musicians and a lot of really great touring musicians who get filmed at Will's place. And Will does all the editing for the audio, and Chelsea and an incredible team of cinematographers shoot and light, and she'll edit all of those videos for people. So they're the Hoot and Hollers did the first live one that we put together, which was pretty cool. Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Yeah, that turned out great. They all are actually extremely well done, and the there's one in particular. I'm a huge fan of Ray Fitzgerald. Man, that one from there are a couple I think from Rafco that were great, and I know that she's doing some work with Will now with sort of some solo stuff. So anyway, what are we calling it? Cellar Attic is what those productions are called, right?
Yeah, Cellar Attic.
All right, so
and you can that has its own social media presence, and we try to pop those videos up as often as we can. The most recent ones were put out for True False again right before True False happened. Loose Loose, I think, was the last group in there. If you haven't seen Loose Loose, woo, Johnny, they're up your alley. If you haven't seen them, you gotta check them out.
Yeah, they were here on the program just a couple of weeks ago, and they actually won that Summer Camp on the Road tour thing that was going down at Rose a couple of weeks ago. So they got a spot on the bill at Summer Camp in Illinois coming up. I guess that's Memorial Day weekend. But yeah, those guys are great, and girls, super cool sort of R&B, jazz, fusion type stuff.
Nice.
Really tight, really tight though, yeah. Where did you see them, Josh? Have you seen them perform recently?
Yes, I have. I feel like they've been playing tons in the past month, but they had a couple spots. They actually played just after the River Arkansas at Logboat during True False Film Festival a couple weeks back.
Yeah, True False was amazing. I mean, it's as much a music festival anymore as it is a film festival, it feels like.
Oh, yeah, they really knocked it out of the park with music this year. I think they've been doing an incredible job, the music team has, which Ray was a part of that this year. Martin and Will again, of course. Will's got his... He's got his hands on everything in this town.
Yeah, he's really, really involved. The guys, the young guys, Blackwater, were here last week, and they're straight ahead rock and roll blues, and I mean, they are awesome, right? It sounds like the Allman Brothers, you know, 30 years ago or something.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And they recorded an EP at Will's just a month or so ago, and it came out great.
That's awesome. I haven't had a chance to hear that. I can't wait till...
Well, there's a lot. You know, there's so much going on. It's amazing. I'm so thrilled with all the stuff that's coming out of the scene. What do you guys got going on these days? What are you doing with the Ridge Runners? You got any plans?
Yeah, well, we had recorded quite an awful lot of material at Will's over the past... it's been several months, maybe even going on near 2 years now that we're still hashing out what we're going to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Justin and Noel... They play in as many groups as I used to,
right,
so
right.
It's always hard to rope those guys down. But I'm sure we'll be putting something together for folks to be able to take that home with them. They don't have to traverse the Missouri River to hear us play.
all right.
We'll get that going out. Of course, you can see us down there at Cooper's Lane tonight. And I know Justin and I. We've been, I've heard him mention it on your show before in passing, but we've been working with another group. I just joined up with him in the project that he's working on with Marissa Wood and Russ Berchter and Mike Fox.
Yeah, I talked to Justin about that, actually. It sounds pretty interesting.
It's a lot of cool music. I can't wait to show that off for people. I've been, you know, sitting in on bass with him for... almost 2 months now, and I think it's worked out to where, I mean, it's just really cool music. I can't wait to show that off. And of course, I'm still playing with Mike and Noel and Ruth. Whenever she's back in town, we're still putting material together.
Yeah, so, real nice article, by the way, in Vox Magazine about you guys and about Ruth a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, well, you had a pretty decent name drop in there.
Yeah, that was a great article. I was glad to see they did a nice job with it.
Yeah, I'm just happy that, you know, anytime Ruth gets mentioned around town, I'm happy with that because she deserves every bit of recognition that she gets.
Well, I would say that most of you do, yourself included, certainly John Randall here and everybody else that we've been talking about today on the program. We've got some great guys and girls that are making great music and also real good people. So I'm sure thrilled about it, and I love what you're doing, Josh. Tell Chelsea we all said hello, and keep it going. We'll catch up with you maybe tonight at Cooper's if I can get my raft down there.
All right. See you, Mike. See you, Johnny.
Cheers, Josh.
All right, that's the wonderful Josh Wrong.
Hear, hear.
Or Josh Wright, depending on which way you look at him. All right, let's do a quick rundown of things that are happening tonight. Johnny, feel free to chime in here if you know any of these people.
Yeah, right.
Clear Country Nights tonight at the Blue Note. I guess that's pretty obvious what that's going to be. Some country music, apparently. Tomorrow night, the Missouri Hip Hop Fest, featuring Van Ghost and hosted by Steady P, who's a long-time runner around here. That'll be a great show. Those guys are making good music. Van Ghost, I want to get him on the program as well. He's one of the younger guys that's doing some really good hip-hop around town. Okay, that's tonight at the Blue Note. At Rose, we have the Missouri Stomp Fest. Wow, that's going to rock and roll. We've got the K Brothers and the Ben Miller Band tonight at Rose.
That's tonight.
Yeah,
all right.
That'll be a lot of fun. Doesn't look like there's any happy. I haven't been any happy hours down at Rose for the last few weeks. What's up with that? I'm missing my happy hour. Tomorrow night, Radke at Rose. If you haven't seen Radke, check him out.
Yeah.
Incredible sort of rock punk, I guess, from St. Joe, I think. Not far from the St. Louis area, but three brothers. And they're relatively young guys, and they're in their mid-20s probably. Anyway, they rock and roll. I saw them at the Fortune Fest last summer, and I'm thrilled to come back and see them again tomorrow night. So I'll be down at that show if anybody wants to say hello. Anyway, tomorrow night, yeah, Radke along with From the Ashes and The Bad Investments. That's at Rose, doors at 8. And then Luz Cooper and The Stampede, who was actually at that same show at the Fortune Fest last year, which was sponsored by Logboat and put on by Rose. Anyway, Liz Cooper and The Stampede, they're playing Wednesday at Rose, and Tim Carey will be opening for that show. So you might want to check that out. That's a few days from now. Let's see what we got going on here at Cafe Berlin. The Joe Policastro Trio. Joe Policastro Trio tonight. Not familiar with that stuff.
No.
And something private going on at Berlin tomorrow. And let's see what's happening at the Roachport store. Molly Healy, no, that was last week. OK Samaritan, no, that was last week. Decadent Nation, all right, Decadent all Nation right. Tonight at the Roachport store. Nash Vegas probably has the house band, maybe the Comancheros. And at Cooper's, you know, we've got most of the Ridge Runners tonight.
Yeah.
So, all right, check that out. It is Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio. We got about 10 minutes of the program left here. Let me make sure that we have got everything we want to get out of Mr. Randall here.
Yeah.
Other projects? Are you doing anything else other than working with the Hootenhollers right now?
Nope, just working with the Hootenhollers and about to go to work over at Teller's Bar and Grill.
Well, yeah, Johnny's down there a few days a week, and we'll have to get out and play some silver ball here sometime soon.
Yeah.
We've been getting our pinball on quite a bit lately.
We killed it on Ghostbusters.
Oh, man, we tore it up. It took a while. We got killed on every other machine, but then we finally got that one.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. All right, information on the Hootenhollers on the web at thehootenhollers.com. Also, all the social media, right?
All social media, YouTube, Facebook, you name it, we're on it.
All right, so check them out.
Get LinkedIn with us.
Absolutely, and all kinds of great stuff up on YouTube, and these guys are rocking and rolling. Couldn't be more happy for the band, John.
Thanks, Mike.
I love what's happening. You're the greatest, and we'll get together, play some pinball soon. And I don't know what you're doing tomorrow night. Are you guys playing tomorrow night? You got anything going on?
Yeah, playing tomorrow night.
Where at?
Dive Bar.
Oh, duh. I thought that was tonight.
No, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night. All right. Okay, well.
Don't confuse me.
Sorry, man. I'm confused. That's sort of the way I roll, you know? I'm confused, and I do a lot of it. All right, so next week, we have the wonderful Ina Cook. I'm excited to have Ina here. The Blue Note is going to do a special tribute to Aretha Franklin next week.
Oh.
And that is a week from tonight, Friday night. So they'll be paying their respects, no pun intended, to Aretha Franklin. And the show is also a benefit for the Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. And Missouri's own Queen of the Roots, Miss Ina Cook, will be running the show there. She'll have a big band behind her, I think 12 or 13 piece band, and they'll go through as much of the catalog of Aretha Franklin as I guess they decide to. So it'll be a good musical ride, and all Aretha next Friday night, brought to you by the Blue Note and Ina Cook. You can catch her Friday morning next week here on Open Mic Radio. We'll talk about that show and whatever else she's got going on. So that'll be fun. All right. And coming up, we've got Nick Gorham as well. John Thomas is going to be down here sometime soon. The Many Colored Death, Don't Mind Dying. It's funny. I was talking to BC the other night down at Clicks, and I said, man, when am I going to get to drag you into the radio at 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday? And he just laughs. He's like, I'm not doing it, Mike. Yeah. I'm not coming in at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, you're going to do it. We're going to figure out a way to do it. So
he's got to keep him up all night.
Yeah, it's hard to do with those guys. But anyway, if we have to, we'll bring them in on a Monday night. We'll do open mic, or we'll do Radio Orbit with Don't Mind Dying if I can't drag him in here on a Friday. Anyway, Paul Weber and the Scrappers, new record coming out from those guys sometime this year. Extremely excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you probably showing up on that record at all?
No. I'm not showing up on this record. No, it's going to be showing up in my headphones.
Yeah, I tell you what, that first record, I still listen to it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so Paul and the gang, they'll be back here. We had Justin on the phone a little bit earlier. Thanks for calling. Also to Josh. Dylan Walsh
Yeah.
We're going to have Dylan on the program. He's going to call in.
Excellent.
From Nashville, probably, but somewhere from the road. Tell the folks a little bit about Dylan. How did you meet Dylan Walsh?
We met Dylan through the Muddy Roots Music Festival, I believe.
And he's an Irish singer,
he's
songwriter.
He's an Irish guy.
In Nashville, though.
He makes his home in Nashville. Yeah, he's a good friend.
Have you seen him perform?
A bunch of times.
Yeah.
He's an excellent performer.
Yeah, he's got a record that was released last year, a very good record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, we'll have Dylan here. And, well, we won't have him here, but we'll have him on the phone and we'll play some Dylan Walsh songs. Ray Fitzgerald at some point here very soon. The Daves will be back. Justin Hickerson will be down here. And who knows who else. So, all right, my name is Mike Hagan, and if you want to find out more about me, you can go on the web to Mike Hagan, MikeHagan.com. If you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see a banner there that says Open Mic Radio, and if you click on that, you can go to the archives, and all of these programs that we've done for the last year or so are there, along with all of the contacts for the musicians that have been on the program, and a lot of songs. So you can check that out on the website. You can email me, get in touch with me from there as well. Stick around, we've got the beautiful Diana Moxon coming up in just a few minutes with Speaking of the Arts. I hope you all enjoy the weekend. I hope you get out to the dive bar tomorrow and see John and Andy and enjoy the beautiful weather today. And I'll be back at you next week. In the meantime, this is the Hoot and Hollers from Mountain of Pain. This one is called Methamphetamine Romance. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Well, she's just skin and bones and scales. Had. You don't want to cross her or you might get stabbed. Beware of her quirky gaze. And she just skin and bones and scab. Once blew up in a local meth lab. It didn't leave a phaser. Now she's twice as bad. Lover, all the same. I remember the moonlit nights at the Anhydrous plant. Shoplifting at Walmart, ephedrine stuffed in our pants. Running through the bean fields to our car that we parked at the edge of town. I'm making love when it couldn't be sweeter. While cooking ether near the water heater. Wrapped in our blankets in the dark of the night. Watching the trailer burn down. And she's just skin and bones and scales. The best little woman I ever had. You don't wanna cross her or you might get stabbed. Beware of her quirky gaze. And she's just skin and bones and scales. Once blew up in a local meth lab. It didn't even faze her. Now she's twice as bad. I love her all the same. Deep. steam. And she just skin and bone and scab. Best little woman I ever had. You don't want to cross her or you might get stabbed. Beware of her quirky gaze. And she just a skin and bone and scab. Twice as bad. Love her all the same.